listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Shaw with what's making news around the border. There were some promising signs for regional Victoria in the latest job data. Here's Tom Parry with more.
The latest data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics saw regional Victoria record an unemployment rate of 3.9% in March, a figure significantly lower than Melbourne's rate of 4.5%. Greater Shepparton boasts having the state's lowest unemployment rate at just 1.2%, while Gippsland had the highest number at 6.8%. Overall, Victoria's jobless rate is up slightly on February, which recorded a statewide figure of 4.2%.
Thousands turned out to Anzac Day events around the border and northeast yesterday, and while things went mostly smoothly, there were still a few issues that popped up at services. Wodonga RSL President Jamie Wolfe, for example, had to step in and sing the national anthem after the singer booked set the wrong alarm. Meantime, a number of Vietnam veterans boycotted Albury's march and instead joined Wodonga's over a banner stoush with Albury RSL. Briefly, police are investigating a suspicious house fire in North Albury yesterday morning, and this season there's been close to 250 hazard reduction burns across Victoria, a number of those around the northeast. Some wet weather has had a slight impact on planning, but Deputy Chief Fire Officer Joe Gomez says it's still been a busy period.
That includes 98 program priority burns, which are those burns that have the greatest effect on reducing bushfire risk to communities. So that's a really good start for us, despite some wet weather that we had across much of the state.
A nail-biter in yesterday's O&M action, with North Albury narrowly missing out on its fifth straight win. It was a close game throughout at Albury Sports Ground against the Tigers, and despite a last-minute chance to snag victory, the Hoppers just missed out. Not quite so close for the Bulldogs, though, at Birralee Park, Wodonga trouncing the Raiders by 73 points.